The Shapes of Movement is a film on the history of gymnastics. Burt Lancaster narrated it. It was supposed to be in the 84 Olympics, but I had a dispute, so to speak, with the producer, and the film was never made, but I kept the rights. And so I had taken the original material, and what I wanted to do with this film, since gymnastics is a spinning or circular motion, all motion in gymnastics is circular, and I had long wanted to try a new movement in film, to add a new movement to film editing. And we have, you know, vertical, horizontal, and Z-axis movement, X, Y, and Z movement in film are combinations. But we don't have a rotation movement, a spinning movement. That is really a way of editing, as I said, cutting and using in in the language of a film. So this was an attempt to put the rotation movement in, where the whole screen would rotate, not only the object within the frame rotating, which we do have, newspapers, but I wanted to rotate the whole frame, and this is what I did here. I had done it for the whole film, and that was too much, so I used it at select points in the film. And this is where digital filmmaking did help, because I tried several times to shoot it in the crane, the spinning, and proved too much of a hardship, too much experimental, and too frustrating, really. So this it was an attempt, again, to add a new movement to the dialogue or a film. For those filmmakers who enter festivals, it was funny. I entered this as an animation film, about 10 festivals, and didn't get into one. I entered it as a documentary, and it started getting ones all right away. It hit. So the proper category is important. Though it did get in as a documentary and fun festival, and won Best Animation. So figure it out. I can't. And the only other thing about it is Burt Lancaster did a marvelous job on the voice. He was a circus gymnast, and he was working out. He always worked out with the UCLA gym team. And the coach, Sherlock, of the gym team was able to ask him if he would do it for me, and he did. Marvelous voice. And I didn't direct him. I just told him, do it. You know, I'd ask him to do it nicely, and he did. So I guess it's about it. My films are almost always based on some critical or conceptual concern, finding answers to a concern of animation filmmaking, or trying to find something different to a new way of filmmaking. I always try something new to put across concepts, thoughts, emotions even, but open up new ways of seeing the world and thinking about the world and thinking. Open up new ways of thinking. I do minimalist work, conceptual, structural. That conceptual as an idea, working from an idea. Structural, dealing with the film structure techniques, and which often I try to come up, with a new form of content, using new techniques of the media to come up with a new form of content. Again, looking for other forms of content rather than the narrative. I respect the narrative. I love it, but quite frankly, I'm bored by it. And I do other ways, the forms of filmmaking. Always interested in the new, not repeating. And that's just the way my brain works.